You are now listening to the sweet sounds of Josie's Boy.
And just like that, I'm back. What's going on, guys? Welcome to episode 138 of Call Me When It's Over. Like, 138, it's crazy. I appreciate everybody for coming back every single week, as usual. The new listeners, old listeners, whatever, yeah, wherever y'all at. Y'all got 138 episodes to catch up on, so... If this is your first time listening to the podcast, thank you very much. If you are a repeat offender, you already know where to get it. But for everybody who does not, make sure you search Call Me When It's Over on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spotify, what is it, Speaker? That's what it's called?
Spreaker.
And on RageWorks.net. So make sure you guys go check that out. Use it to pregame, all that good stuff. Follow the podcast on Instagram at underscore Call Me When It's Over. Follow me at JOSIESBOY, all one word, hashtag your favorite artist. There are some new beginnings happening coming into 2018, which we'll talk about that in a second, because I was waiting for Friday to talk to everybody about it, but that's a whole other story. I'll tell you off the air. But for everybody who listened to this past week's episode, clearly I have some new family, some new friends joining me. So big shout out to Alexis A. McCoy and my guy Howie the Prince. There's definitely some new things happening. So y'all make sure y'all stay on that, okay? So I guess I usually have shout outs. Like, I didn't have a shout out actually last week, but that was to myself. It was to myself, but shout out to everybody who is actually striving in 2018, who did their thing, who continues to do their thing. Everybody who went all the way to the end of 2018 and didn't use the excuse that, 2018 is over right before Christmas happened. It's like, bro, we still got a few days left. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody who actually did their thing all through 2018 and still doing their thing through 2018. And everybody was just going, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of y'all. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of shout out to the whole RageWorks team. My guy Rich, Slick, my brother right here, Jay Santee, my guy, Olski, Meth and Matt. Shout out to everybody who has anything to do with RageWorks, because we killed it this year. We're like the fucking monsters of the podcast game. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just getting stronger. You feel me? So everybody who's on the RageWorks family, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. And, I mean, bro, there's so many things happening this year, and I'm so fucking excited, to just keep going and keep moving and expand the brand and everybody deserves me. And everything that I do, everybody deserves us and everything that we do. So I'm appreciative for my family. I'm very appreciative of everybody who helped me reach my dream this year. To everyone who was a part of my Ultimate Love Story series, to everybody who was a part of anything I did, anybody I work with, everybody that just helped me realize my dream and helped me move to my full potential this year. I appreciate you guys. Everybody who's by my side from beginning to end. I'm not going to waste my time and do what everybody else does at the end of the year. Shout out all the people they lost, because that shit is stupid. I don't care about the people I don't talk to anymore. None of that shit.
Oh, that loss.
2018 has been beautiful to me, and I'm very appreciative of it. You know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to 2018. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's still, this is my, for everybody who's wondering, everybody who listens to this is my last recording for 2018. There will be no new episode until that would be the 12th. That Saturday, yeah, there will be no new Call Me When It's Over after this week. For New Year's week, there will be no new Call Me When It's Over, so you got time to catch up. I will be back after this week. I will be back on January 12th to start the year off right. You might catch me on like random live streams or something like that. I don't know, but I'm just trying to live the rest of the year and do good and be good and have fun. That's it.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to do. So, I guess I can get into it. You know what I'm saying? To everybody who, what can I say? To everybody who is preparing for Monday for the New Year, New Me speech. For everybody who is preparing for Monday to talk about how bad 2018 was for them and they're ready to start anew.
It sounds like we do this like every year.
I do, but because it pisses me off every single year. I'm not going to do it in 2019 anymore. I promise you that.
Yeah.
I will not do this at the end of 2019. This is my last time giving this speech. I swear to you, because like, I can't do it 3 years in a row. I can't. You know what I'm saying? To everybody who is waiting to tell me how bad 2018 was to them.
I want to play like music behind it.
I feel like there should be music behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to everybody, like, I'm not down to anybody who actually had a bad year. I completely understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everything has to be perfect. Not everybody is perfect. So I'm going to keep it at that. But, if you didn't have a bad year and like you just like had a hangnail, you know, like you lost a few dollars, like you had an advantage, didn't go the way you wanted it to. Just remember that you woke up, you lived 365 days this year. Or, you know, if you make it to the first, you have lived 365 days this year. And that's what you got to be happy about. Be proud. You know what I'm saying? You made it this far. So why even complain about anything? Excuse me. I do have one more announcement before I continue, for tonight. Only for everybody who has been watching my live streams for forever. The glasses are back for one night only.
Oh, makes his return, the triumphant return.
I very rarely am on Facebook. So I'm giving y'all something to watch tonight.
The prodigal glasses have returned.
This video will be deleted by the end of the night. So enjoy this while you have it. Watch it while you want. Because I haven't worn these glasses in a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a good minute. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't worn these glasses in a long time. But anyway, so everybody's been talking, like, nice little hype stuff. 2018, like, there's a lot of stuff that happened. If you're going into the Grammys, you got some reputable people nominated for hip hop album. But, you know, it's album of the year in general, if I'm not mistaken. Or is it? Yeah, it's hip hop album. Either hip hop album or whatever. But Pusha T is nominated. Nipsey Hussle is nominated for Hip Hop Album of the Year. That's crazy. I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm a Cardi fan, but I don't understand how her album made it to like best anything album. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm not trying to be a dickhead about it, but like, let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? So let's be honest. But it is what it is. Shout out to the diversity that's in the Grammys this year. Cause it's usually super whitewashed.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But I guess, you know, hip hop is undeniable at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, we killing shit. I'm disappointed. I'm not going to say just only by one thing, but 2018 couldn't end without completely pissing me off. And the one company that pissed me off completely, wholeheartedly, is Netflix.
Oh, shit.
Netflix.
Out of all places?
Out of all fucking places. Netflix, people complain about Netflix. The only thing, like, one of my biggest complaints is, like, y'all don't update enough, in which they've been pretty good. They added Friday, all Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
They had The Last Dragon. Like, a lot of things hit up on Netflix this year. But for some reason, before 2018 was over, y'all found the biggest way possible to piss me off. You release a movie like The Bird Box. Now, if you have never seen this movie, big time spoiler, I'm about to fuck the whole movie up for you. I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. I'm gonna completely ruin the movie for you. If you do not want to hear about the movie, fast forward this shit now. And if you are watching on live and you don't want to hear about it, don't watch. This video is gonna be up for a few hours, so don't worry about it. But let me tell you about this fucking movie, dog. For one, it's way too goddamn long. The movie's 2 hours and some change. So I watched it, and I see a lot of it's viral now. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of people talk about it or whatever. But I watched it literally the day it popped up on my Netflix. It's like, oh, boom, notification. Oh, this movie looks good. Okay, I'll watch it. I watched the shit, right? I watched the shit, and I see how long it was. It's like two and a half hours. 2 hours and some change. I was like, you know what? Sandra Bullock's in it. Why am I not surprised? Yeah. Anybody who grew up in the 90s knows Sandra Bullock movies are not short. Like, the two movies she was supposed to be prevalent in, when it comes to being fast, it wasn't fast at all. Speed was not fast. The whole thing was like, wait, there's a bus that's moving. We got to be moving at this certain amount of speed. Wait, next thing you know, guess what we're going to do? We're on a boat next. Now we're going to go faster. We're going to blow up. Waste of fucking time. Anyway, so this time, she's in a movie, something that makes no fucking sense to me. So when I hear The Bird Box, part of me thinks about The Birdcage, rest in peace, Robin Williams. And I'm like, oh, is this going to be good? Like, what is this? I don't know what's going to happen. Shout out to my guy, Mr. Butler, the head of this whole team. Appreciate you, brother. You made my 2018 amazing. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud to be part of this family. But anyway, I'm watching this movie, right? And it starts, and the first thing I see is the opening credit. Like I said, I'm fucking the movie up for y'all. The opening credit is her shaking some children. Part of me thought this was some kind of joke, and she was just playing, like, pretend with her kids. She's like, don't, whatever you do, do not look. If you do not listen, you will die, or it's some dumb shit. She's giving them a speech about them gonna die, right? And they have blind. She said, whatever you do, do not take your blindfolds off. In my mind, I'm like, oh, that's two little kids. They're about to play, Fortnite in real life. Like, they're about to build a fort and they're about to play like lava on the ground type shit. It's like, you're gonna die if you do not listen to me. Don't speak. Just listen. Never take your blindfold off. I'm like, oh God, what the fuck are they doing? Boy, I'm gonna give y'all a quick ass synopsis of this movie. I don't want to be on this shit too long. The whole purpose of the movie is, now it's really intricate why they called it the Bird Box. I'm gonna tell you that now. It's very intricate. All right. Well, if you're smart enough, it's not really that intricate, but it's just not prevalent in the movie. The title makes no fucking sense unless you pay attention. So the whole purpose is there's something in the air, right? And if you see it, it brings out your worst fear and it makes you want to kill yourself.
Mm.
I mean, you can't stand it, so you want to die. But if you're a truly demented person, you live with it and you want everybody else to see the light. So you can go outside without a blindfold. So there's a bunch of motherfuckers who's walking around with blindfolds because you can't see what's in the air. Now, here's my biggest discrepancy with this movie, besides it being too long for no fucking reason. Here's my biggest discrepancy with this movie. The ending. So now, I'm going to tell you, the reason why it's called the Bird Box is because Sandra Bullock found some birds. Because the birds sense danger. You know, birds sense danger.
Right.
So that's, and they kept it in a box. They kept two birds in the box. Hence the name Bird Box. Right? Pretty literal. Pretty literal. But if you didn't really care,
what you did there.
If you didn't care, you wanted everybody to pay attention and realize why they're trying to survive or how they're trying to survive, you would not pay attention to the Bird Box. So anybody who doesn't know, the title is called Bird Box because she kept two birds in the box. There you go. Just fuck that up for you. Then after that, like, so the ending, now I listen.
I love how frustrated you get.
It pisses me off. Exactly. So I saw The Mist. Made sense. They explained The Mist at the end. It was a government experimentation that went wrong, right?
Right.
I saw all of Cloverfield.
Mm-hmm.
Cloverfield, they said, oh, there's a monster destroying everything. It wasn't just super random. You saw the monster, right? So you knew what was going to happen. Everybody was going to die. There were three parts to Cloverfield. They tried to do a prequel. The rest was shit. Doesn't matter. But point being, and they tried to make that quarantine movie, just like Cloverfield.
Yeah, something like, yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
And it was all, I don't want to see a movie all in night vision. That shit was just bad. It was all bad. And I paid to see it too. Oh, my guy Rondo in the building. What's up, Monty? Listen, so the end of the movie, there was no explanation. She was on the river for 4 days, three, 4 days, all blindfolded. Somebody tried to attack her on the boat. Mind you, get a blindfold. She pulls a fucking gun out, gah, 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 letting off. She fights a guy, kills him with a fucking machete, blindfolded, not ninja-esque. It was just random. They get to the point where, because they're trying to get to like safety. I'm thinking Walking Dead.
Okay.
When you try to get to the compound.
Right.
Or you trying to like get to safety or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like I said, anybody who hasn't seen this movie, I'm sorry for fucking up y'all, but it's not worth the time. Trust me, it's not worth the 2 hours. It's nowhere near worth the 2 hours. So she gets on the water.
You can minimize everything in 45 minutes. Get done.
Yeah. So she says, she tells the kids, right? We're going to get to the rapids. Somebody has to look. The kids are no older than 5 years old. That's the fucked up part about it. They're little kids. She says, there's a boy and a girl. She says, and their name's a boy and girl.
Great.
Right. I know. So she says, one of y'all have to look. The boy goes, I'll look. And she said, no. That's because that's her kid. She's like, no. I'm going to choose who looks. Nobody looks. They make it over the rapids. They get to the safety, right? And you wonder, how the fuck are all these people safe? You see everybody running around. You want to know how they safe?
Mm.
It's a school for the blind. So they can't see anything. So they don't die. So they're used to moving around. And what happens at the end? She lets the fucking birds go and everybody's peaceful and they get to play with kids. Where was the explanation in that movie? Where? So wait, was it like a demon? Did the government fuck up? Somebody please tell me what happened. My guy Mitchell, what's going on, brother? Somebody please, if somebody can logically explain to me what Bird Box, the ending, if you can make some kind of sense out of it. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm going to forward you whoever makes some kind of philosophical please, ending to this.
Please. If anybody ever tries to make sense to me, like, but you don't get it. It's so esoteric and it's so beautiful. There's nothing beautiful about the fucking movie. I'm not going to lie to you. The movie, the ending got to me only because I was so worried about the kids, I did cry.
You just wanted to, you wanted it to finish. That's what it was.
I did, at the point, I did, no, but I did cry a little bit because they made it. But that was the, that was just the simp in me.
You can relay the meaning of the movie to call me when it's over. P.O. Box.
Right. If you can DM me the your meaning of the ending and it makes sense to me, I'll give you a shout out. I'll give you $10. Like, you want a hug?
You want some Chico sticks?
I'll buy Chipotle. Like, whatever you want. If you can make it make sense to me, I'll be happy. But Netflix has not been fucking up. And if for some reason, they just found this way to ruin my...
And it's everywhere because Facebook's been promoting this shit. Instagram's been promoting this shit. And all of a sudden, I see just people going, oh, it's holiday season. Oh, I'm watching Bird Box. I'm like, how did that tie into everything?
Nothing. They just knew the right time because everybody's going to be home. Yeah. Nobody's going to want to come outside. Great. I'm going to sit down and watch this movie. Listen, me watching that movie is just as worse as me going on Instagram and finding out that everybody has random families.
It's just funny because my homegirl just said, just because y'all keep pushing this Bird Box shit, I'm not watching it.
Just because.
That's my homegirl just wrote it. I say, neither am I. I ain't with the shit.
But I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Like I said, I watched it when it first popped up on my Netflix, so there was nobody talking about it. Mm. There was nobody to tell me not to watch it. There was no commercials, no nothing. The day after I watched it, this commercial's on TV. I'm like, tell me this ain't hitting theaters. This is only on Netflix. I'm like, thanks, guys. Thanks. You found a way to make me mad at the end of the year during the time I'm supposed to be happy.
I'm really starting to believe that they know what they have. Like they say, this is garbage, but we got to make sure we're going to promote this shit. Cause somebody
everything can't be the last dragon.
Exactly.
Everything can't be the last dragon.
What was the one with, the Will Smith one? It was,
Bright.
Bright.
I love Bright.
Right. But that was the first movie that they did. They was like, I'm not sure what we're going to do, but let's promote the fuck out of this.
Right.
Shit.
And they gave it, they greenlit a sequel before the movie even premiered.
Yeah, they pushed the fuck out of that shit.
And you know what? They don't even got to push the fuck out of Bird Box because everybody else is pushing Bird Box.
Exactly. Social media's doing it.
I didn't see social media going crazy about Bright. And Bright was a movie that made sense. Mm-hmm. Bird Box is like, I just watched this badass movie. It's called Bird Box. You should watch it. If you know what? And I'm so glad I don't be on Facebook like that. Cause I would have been super pissed if somebody suggested it to me. And I would have had to unfriend whoever suggested it to me. Cause that movie is shit. That movie is shit. Never. I'm gonna tell you right now. Excuse me. I am not ever in my life gonna believe Netflix again. From telling me something's good.
You broke my heart, Netflix.
You broke my heart, Netflix. You know, y'all had some bright spots this year. Last Dragon came on. All the Fridays came on. The Walt Disney documentary, the James Brown, Mr. Dynamite documentary, the John Cole show. Like, I watch a lot of documentaries, clearly, as you can tell. But there was a lot of bright spots on Netflix this year. And then you do shit like this. Netflix, get your shit together in 2019, bro. Tighten it up. Adam Sandler still hasn't used all of his movie deal. Fix that. Can you put No Holds Barred on Netflix?
I don't know if I think it was there.
It was there last year. It was there last year. It was for like 2 months. Can you put No Holds Barred? Matter of fact, no. Put all the Rockies since Creed was out.
Right.
Put all the Rockies. Do that. Correlate with the movies. But and yeah, I'm sorry. There's no way in hell. No way in hell. I'm never going to watch that. No, bro. No. Shout out to my guy Slick. You didn't miss the whole show. How far am I in?
20 minutes.
Okay. You still got about 7 minutes of the stream.
He gives like an exact number. You got about 7 minutes.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, 7.28.
Listen, I'm being honest about it. Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna let Bird Box overshadow what really mattered when it comes to movies. Because a lot of good movies came out this year, even though 2019 is the power, like the pack powerhouse of everything. But Creed was crazy. What else did I say? Widows was an underrated movie. Did you see Widows?
No, you didn't. You told me about it.
Widows was a very underrated movie. Viola Davis is like, she's up there for me. She's definitely up there. Like the last actress that I mean, I can't say the last one, but like, I guess somebody in that caliber that I can put on that'll give like an emotion so fast is Angela Bassett. She's the only actress I've ever seen laugh and cry at the same time. Ever. Ever. Like her smile comes out, but she's crying. I'm like, wait, are you happy? Are you, what are you doing? What? I didn't know she was sad in What's Love Got to Do until she started fighting.
Yeah, the whole movie she was sad.
I was just being a dick. That was a great movie. But I mean, a few. What movie was garbage? Bird Box, bro. Bird Box. That was garbage. Bird Box was garbage. I'm never in my life. Like Netflix canceled that fucking movie. Netflix cancel it all. I'm sorry. I just had to get that off my chest. Just get off my chest. Thank you, Netflix, for like ruining my movie experience at the end of the year. Because, well, I mean, there was a lot of things that pissed me off on Christmas. But I'm not going to, I'm trying to dispute hate. I'm trying to be better. I'm definitely trying to be better. I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to do this at the end of next year again. I'm not going to do the whole shit that I don't want to. I mean, that shit I don't want to see, though. Don't get me wrong. But I don't, I'm not going to sit here and judge anybody for, like, there were a lot of people who were doing, you know, challenges. Shout out to my homegirl, Carrie. She did a 21-day challenge, like the last 21 days of the year. Mm-hmm. She went to the gym every single day. She's looking great. You're doing your thing. And everybody joined in. That's dope. That's some positive stuff. But Netflix, you fucked up by putting Bird Box out. You ruined it all. You ruined it all. There were so many positive spots. Ruined it all. But,
Christmas, holidays are just so overrated.
All right, overrated. See, here's my thing about the holidays. When it comes to the holiday season, I love the festivities, the feeling of it, not the materialism, not the consumerism, not none of that shit. Like, none of that matters to me. The whole, oh my God, I gotta get a gift for everybody. I'm a painter. I can make shit for everybody. That's one. And that's way more valuable than anything you could buy. Let's put it like that. Two, why am I going to sit here and believe, like, you know how many people try to get out of Christmas by saying it's a pagan holiday? It's a white man's holiday. I don't celebrate that. I celebrate Kwanzaa. Like, bruh, if there's one thing I want going into 2019, and shout out to D.L. Hughley, because he said something I say all the fucking time. He said, if you're a free thinker, if you're an artist, if you're just an intellectual person, and you do not read, you are lazy and you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Mm. Everybody, like, 2018 was the year of everybody being woke.
I was just about to say, I'm waiting for the new term, you know, because every year there's a new terminology, new year, new me, whatever brings me, whatever.
It's gonna be new brain, new game.
I was thinking like new year woke me, like
woke some, bruh.
I was thinking some shit like that.
I hate that term. I hate that there's a community of, like, it's one thing to be conscious, to be understanding and know of your surroundings and everything that's going on, but 2018, like, you see what is it? What the health?
Yeah.
You see that, and all of a sudden you're like, brother, you need to change this. Sister, you need to change that. Okay, good. I watch a lot of documentaries too, and I understand that some things are not healthy for me and some things are not good for me. Cool. I get that. I fucking get that. But you want to know what you're not going to do to me? You're not going to chastise me for choosing what I want to do. Like, granted, I understand some foods will kill me and push me further to death. Mm-hmm. I get that. I don't eat everything terribly. I don't do that. But if we're going to push an agenda, and we're not, like, y'all tell me not to eat things more than y'all tell people not to smoke cigarettes.
I was just about to say, I spoke in my last episode, was that, with everything with social media, we see the racism, we see people with their sexual beliefs, and they're just, I said the worst people ever are fucking vegans.
Did you see what the fuck happened to Buju Banton?
What happened with Buju?
The LGBT community are petitioning for him to never do Boom Bye Bye again.
Listen, like I said,
because he's literally wishing death on gay people
since the 90s.
He said he made it when he was a teenager.
Yeah, he was a kid when he made it.
He don't perform it no more, though.
No.
Is that not enough? Are you telling me you don't want the song to exist? Now, granted, no, let me I don't give disclaimers. I'm not giving a disclaimer to this at all. I understand. We're not trying to wish death on anybody. That is not any artist's life. We do not wish death on people. That was a song he said how he felt. I can't get mad at that.
Right.
But does everybody have to live that out? Well, that's the thing.
And the other thing is, they gotta understand that that's still a culture in Jamaica. In Jamaica, they still live that lifestyle. They're like, they don't fuck with that.
They don't fuck with it. So it's like, who am
that's
I
to, their Christmas song.
It's who am like, I, no, that
to, just, seriously, it's true ass. Though.
Who am I to tell him to you know, not believing what you believe in. That's all you, brother. Do I agree with it? No. So I'm gonna stay here in my lane. But in 2018, it's like people didn't even give him, a lot of people, I'm gonna say like 80.
Like, bro, you just came home.
And they fuck with you already. Yeah, I'm gonna say 80% of the things I saw on social media, people post so much fake news and shit without any information. It's all hearsay. I saw somebody post, some page that post and said, Viola Davis is the first black actress to have an Oscar, a Tony, and Emmy, I think it was. And I'm like, I don't know if you realize.
There's something called an EGOT.
Yeah, exactly. And that's Whoopi Goldberg, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you might have forgotten about her. So it's like, all you want to do is hear something that they said on, like, CNN and NBC, or your friends that tell you about a Malcolm X book, and all of a sudden you're like, white people are the devil. My brother, my sister, get some information. You don't read. You don't, and I'm talking like an article on your phone ain't enough.
Yeah, no.
That ain't enough. Like, I get it. Everybody consumes information differently.
I'll tell you, you know who I love? I love the people who share people's deaths. And they've been dead for like 4 or 5 years.
All right. And I'm going to finish the live stream with this because you just said something funny. Escalade from the M1 mixtape tour.
Okay. He's been
died like four or five years ago.
More than that, I think.
I think it's like 5, 6 years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Why did Fred the Godson posted a few days ago, or was the last month, he was like, damn, Escalade. And who was it? Somebody commented. It's another rapper. I can't remember who. He was like, shit, Escalade. Fat Man Scoop. I was like, shit, Escalade gone? And he's like, yeah, bro, my man just posted. I just saw it. I was like, your man probably posted it for Throwback Thursday. My man been dead for some years now.
Yeah,
bro.
That's what I'm saying. And I love being a spoiler for people. Could I send them the link?
The TMZ article or something
exactly,
like that. Yeah,
all the time.
It's like, yeah, you might want to read that. So everybody who's watching on the Facebook page, please, I'm about to exit this out now. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year and all that good stuff, because I'm not live streaming for the New Year on Facebook. I just had to give everybody a little something to watch tonight, and it will be deleted soon. But I'm going to say this much real quick, too, before I finish what I was saying. If you say you believe in Josie's Boy, if you say you believe in Call Me When It's Over, you love watching the live streams, and you always tell people you don't have time to do certain things. In 2019, I ask this much. If you say you support somebody, you cannot buy something, that is fine. We have things that are free. My show is free. The music, your friend, like, you know, you don't have to have iTunes to get my show. It's on a bunch of places. Your friends that ask you to stream their song, just stream it. You don't have Apple Music? Guess what? I'm sure they got it on SoundCloud. SoundCloud's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you are saying that you support somebody, you believe in somebody, the little things that are not monetary matter. So if you say you like listening to me and you love my rhetoric and my ideas and all that stuff, I need you to just go. If you're on iTunes, go on iTunes, go on iHeartRadio, go on Spotify, go on Google Play, go on Spreaker, go on RageRex.net. I need you to stream, download, all that good stuff. Support Call Me When It's Over and everything that has to do with RageRex.net. Don't sit there and say you believe and you don't believe. All it takes is one stream. That's it. And with that, I say Happy New Year to y'all watching the stream. And on Saturday, I can listen to the whole episode. Go download my shit. Stop playing. Okay, you can X that out because I'm done with that shit. But that's just my problem. It's like everybody wants to be the intellectual person in the room. And Dia Hughley said, no, you're not smart. You just want to sound smart to dumb people.
That's a beautiful
thing
to say.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want to sound smart to dumb people. My brother. It's not hard to read up on something you heard.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we sat here and I say, yo, did you know such and such and such? And you Google it because it's like, damn, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, right.
We have the power of information in our hands, and all you want to do is see a meme and it's like, damn, bro, shit is real. Shit is real.
Shit is real.
You see a fucking meme and it's like, oh, pigs ain't really pink. They're fuchsia. It's like, bro, did you know that pork come from fuchsia pigs? That's real pork right there.
Did you know they were flesh colored?
No. Man, brother, don't eat that. Don't eat that. You know they feed off slop. Granted, I get that. I'm not eating chitlins. I don't eat pork anyway. But it's, I'm not sitting telling somebody, you don't do that. You're gonna die. Like,
oh no, I'm telling you, the other day someone posted vegan, and it became this new thing because this person I knew wasn't like this. It just happened probably a year, maybe two. Or put up a post, one of those tasty videos, and it was like a casserole that had like sausage, meat, and all that, and was like, oh, that's so disgusting. I was like, let me save this video because I'm about to cook this shit.
I'm
gonna cook this shit. Thanks for the video. Thanks for spreading your propaganda.
It's like, bro, looking out. I understand you are looking for everybody, and like veganism, I understand. I've thought about it plenty of times. Like, you know what I'm saying? I definitely have. And it is, yes, we need to have vegetables and we need to give certain things up. But I'm definitely not gonna come. Like 2018 was so fucking judgy. People were so judgy.
And it's going to be worse.
Everybody thinks they know something. And it's like, bro, the person that knows, thinks they know everything is the fool. You're the fool because you're not trying to find out what's true. Mm. Like, if you told me, like, when we both eat the same, but eat different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You made pork chops. Mm. I'm not going to sit to say, brother, you need to give that up.
Yeah,
that ain't my job
smart.
To say.
Yeah.
If you enjoy eating it, I believe in being happy. Clearly, I don't want to ruin anybody's dream.
You're really missing out on this bacon, egg, and cheese, bro.
You feel me? Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say you need to convert to turkey bacon, bro. Sodium is high in turkey bacon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's delicious for me. I like it.
But the sodium is high.
But the sodium's high. I'm gonna be realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had salmon croquettes for breakfast yesterday.
Mm.
Like, that was beautiful for me. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I had pancakes, salmon croquettes, and eggs. I had breakfast made for me. I wasn't sitting here telling people, oh, y'all need to switch to this this seafood life. I wasn't posting my shit going, yeah, that, like, this is what we need in the, going into 2019, in my opinion. I think we need to stop with the disclaimers, say how you feel, say what you mean, and stand by it. No more playing devil's advocate. Stop playing the fence.
Pick a side, motherfucker.
Pick a side, my guy. Pick a fucking side and ride with that shit. If somebody comes to you, if I believe in something and I say it, and somebody comes to me with information and I'm like, you know what, damn, I was wrong, I'd admit that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna say, like, well, but what if this? Or what if this? Like, and I see that with a lot of people who have shows too. People who have a lot of, like, you know, I know this is, right. I don't want to keep talking about the podcast stuff.
No, but it's still.
But, but it's like, it's prevalent. A lot of things I see, because I try to support as many people as I possibly can. And none of what they do affects me in the first place, but I believe in supporting my friends and everybody else. Shit that I like, I watch.
Mm.
A lot of hosts and a lot of people who get on shows try to play the devil's advocate. Like, they want to be like, I see your point, but what about this? Oh, then what about this? And it's like, bro, just say what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by your fucking word. We don't have enough people who stand by their word anymore. It's like, it's because people are afraid. I think people are afraid to look like the bad guy. Like, it's not about being a spiteful person or a hateful person, but I think people are afraid to be looked at as the bad person.
Mm.
People are afraid to stand on one side and stand by their shit. And if plenty of people have called me an asshole for saying things, I accept it because I know who I am.
Mm.
I said what I said. I'm not going back on it. I said what I said. Unless I gave wrong information, you cannot sway my mind.
Right.
Like, how many times have I said Off the Wall is better than Thriller? My opinion. Cool. You don't think so? Keep it moving. Keep it fucking moving. You can argue me down all day. Don't mean I'm going to change my mind. I just posted on the page earlier today. Maya's song, The Best of Me. The original. I said the original was way better than the remix.
That's the one with Jada?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just so happen to think that's way better than the original. It sounds sexier. It sounds like Jada's verse is better than Jay-Z's verse.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. I believe in that. You know, many people was like, man, you wrong, bro. But what about this? You can give me all the points you want. It's not going to change my mind. I stand by my word. And you never see me flip-flop, ever. If I ever flip-flop on something, I want somebody to call me up. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that. You know what I'm saying? So we need more people to stand by their word and, you know, live by it and deliver. I need more correct information. Stop reposting memes without doing the research.
Oh, I'm telling you, that is...
That's a big fucking thing.
Yeah, definitely. You look stupid when you do that.
Please.
You look real dumb.
Everybody,
and then check your source too.
Anything. Like, you know, a daily Onion podcast news is not a real.
Like for us, for us and Turbo Tabloid is, don't share kayfabe news.
Don't do it.
Do it.
Don't do it.
It's not real news.
If somebody dies, I need to see it say Daily News, TMZ, or like CNN. I need to see a reputable stamp. I can't see the Daily Wizarder says that Don Cheadle is dead. What? Don Cheechee died? What?
Internet killed him again.
Like, Steve from Blue's Clues has been dead for like 15 years, 20
years.
He's
still
dying. Boy, he just did a video talking about...
I'm not dead, damn it.
He was so calm about it. He says, he said to go on the internet and be dead for like 15 years. That hurts. he shaved his head. He has glasses. Mm-hmm. He's like, people think I'm Moby sometimes, which he does look like Moby. He's like, people think I'm Moby. He said, but to leave something and then go live your life and be happy. He's like, I was getting older. Why would I keep doing this? I was losing my hair. I wasn't happy anymore. It's like, so I left. And then people said I was dead. Yeah, niggas said he had AIDS, he had cancer. Like,
Jesus.
Sinbad died. Like, everybody died. The internet kills you so many fucking times. But check your sources and all that shit. Ladies, there's a personal request. Stop putting on the internet how crazy you are and then complaining you can't find a man. I want to see that stop too. Because I'm not going to approach you if you tell me I got no problem stabbing a nigga and then sitting in the hospital and tell him I'm sorry. That's bipolar.
Jeez.
I don't know. You ever heard of a story called Lorena Bobbitt?
Yeah,
you ever
right.
Heard of, you ever heard of her?
Throwing dicks out window.
She'll never be married again. Ever. Is she married? If she's married to somebody, he can't have a dick. Just Google Lorena Bobbitt. That's all you got to do. Matter of fact, just Google Bobbitt's story. Just Google that. See, there's actually a little thing coming out about her, like a little miniseries.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a little miniseries coming out about her. It's called the Bobbitt Files.
Yeah, but she was. It wasn't that she was crazy. She was abused.
She was mad.
Yeah, she was abused.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just talking about like.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, that was her thing. None of y'all motherfuckers. Y'all just fucking want to play crazy.
Like, we, you know, and
I stab a brother because doesn't let him know I love him. No, you just out of your damn mind.
I remember I met this dude. I'm not gonna call his name out, but I met this dude and we were talking about something and he says, yeah, this is the third time I got arrested. I'd say, for what? He said, with the same chick. I looked at him, I was like, you don't think there's a problem with that? Yeah, he was like, bro, she ain't even call the cops on me. He said, the last time we got into an argument, she was in the car, I was not pressing no charges. I'm like, that don't mean that the fight didn't happen though. She's just crazy. Like, I'm not gonna beat you up and then be in the hospital like, yeah, you know, it was an honest mistake. Like, no, there's a reason why I snapped and I beat the fuck out of you. Like, yeah. There's a reason for that. So I'm gonna need y'all to stop, you know. You saying you looking for a husband, ain't nobody gonna marry you if you talking about you threatening to cut somebody's dick off. Ain't gonna be none of that. A lot of us are getting into our 30s or already in our 30s. Myself, I've been in my 30s for 3 years now. We're getting older. There's no reason to start telling people, like, we just need to stop with the bullshit. Not everybody's gonna be a model. Not everybody's gonna be a rock star. You know.
Cut it. It's time to cut it. You need to cut it.
I'm not one to kill dreams. Like, I love everybody who's positive. I love people telling their stories and spreading their word. But everybody on, I'm not gonna say everybody. 89% of Instagram I see is Tony Robbins.
I'm sorry. Somebody posted here. Wow. My newsfeed is 50% engagements and 50% Bird Box.
I was going to get into that after this too. It's funny because I was going to keep on the story about the whole holiday season.
Yeah.
In 2019, I just want to see honesty and people being wholehearted, being there. Be better friends.
They can't because social media makes them whoever they want to be.
It does. It does.
You could be Superman on fucking social media. You could be.
Let me erase my page because I think I'm no.
Wait, I think I'm contradicting myself here. Being a hypocrite over here. Excuse me. Oh, you could be the best rapper anywhere. You could be the next up and coming comic book artist. You could be anything on social media.
You
can't
be anything. You could change your life and ruin
it. Oh man.
Somebody's always gonna chase clout. This is gonna be Chuck Clayson.
Please.
I just want people to be honest in 2019 be honest with themselves, be honest with your friends. Like Steve Stout.
Next comedians. Oh, everybody's comedian now. Everybody funny. Everybody funny.
That So Steve Stout, if you do not know who Steve Stout is, Google him. Speaking of the best of me, Jay-Z's famous line, tell Stout to holler at me.
Yeah.
Steve Stout. He's the one that did the commercials with Jada Kiss and Allen Iverson for Reebok. He's the one that did all those, the Reebok campaign with, was it Steve Francis and Scarface?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he did all that stuff. He was the man in black music for a very long time. Mm. He's coming back into music. And I told you his thing is right now, he is saying how he doesn't understand how artists get on and they sign these deals and they don't own anything. They're on their masters, they're publishing nothing. So he's ready to try to change that. I watched him on Rap Radar. I watched him on Complex Conversations. And right now he's making his rounds because he's trying to push United Masses, which is his new company. He starts talking about how, like, he had a conversation about how we got away from the idea of appreciating and looking at talent, looking for talent as a part. Right now, we're just looking for people who are the most popular. And of course, it's been that way for a long time. He brings it all the way back to the early 90s. He says, you know, in 88 was like one of, he says 88 was like one of the best times. Everybody dropped out media. He said Kane, Slick Rick, Rakim. He's like some of the greatest of the greats. He said then hip hop became big. And he's like, then we got people like Fush Nickens later on. Once money came into it, it was like, now it's not even about the art anymore. It's about who can get on and who can be the most popular. That happens. There's a wave of everything. Of course, that happens all the time.
A bunch of novelty,
but there's too much novelty at this point. Mm-hmm. And in 2019, mm-hmm. like, there's always going to be novelty. Vanilla Ice had to exist so we could pay attention to Nas. Had to.
Right.
Had to.
Yeah.
You can't, like, there has to be a level of good and bad. You got to get through the bad to know, you got to be able to separate it. But right now, there's so much bad out that you can't tell who's actually good. And they just think about how, like, that kid, Shaq West, the Mo Bamba kid.
Mm.
And I've talked about this on my show before, probably 2 years ago, how there should be like a different genre of music, like called vibes.
Yeah, feeling.
Mm-hmm. He said he told Kanye, nobody's trying to, which I say this all the time too. Nobody's trying to hear Wu-Tang in the club. Nobody wants to hear these lyrics in the club. People just want to let their emotions out and rage out. Yes, that's true. But if there's too much of that music, like I always say, you know, I always say, nobody wants to be in the middle of the club and hear Nas, "The World Is Yours." That's for headphones. I get that. You know what I'm saying? But you definitely do want to hear "You Owe Me" in the club.
Oh, no. See, that's the thing. That's the difference between club stuff and like, mm-hmm. not everybody got a whole album of like bangers or vibes.
Nobody.
You got one or two vibes and then nobody gonna keep hearing it. It becomes repetitious. It's
very much. But that's what the balance. There has to be balance. And we're like right now, like the way culture is looking, so Sheck West says he don't hear all that shit. And it's like, so when do we get to the point where it's like there is a balance? Because now you're telling me that everything's going straight off of emotion, so there's really no balance of good and bad. There's literally just like everything weighing on a unrecognizable notion. He's like, this is why people like Lil Pump is big and Trippie Redd is big. And it's like, I get that. I understand that. It's not meant for everybody to understand because they're doing it for the kids. Mm-hmm. They're doing it for the young people. I'm still tapped into that stuff because I have nieces and nephews and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got Selly. Like, things keep you tapped into that, but it's not for everybody. So when it comes to this balanced masses, are you telling me you're only targeting people from 16 to 24? Is that it? Because they're not the ones with the money.
Yeah, definitely. That's the what was it? Oh, Jacquees. That's what he said. His artist, his target is.
You know, I'm gonna touch on that. Because mm-hmm. I mean, I said something before, but like, did you see what he did to
Keith Sweat?
Keith Sweat, yeah,
an ass.
Oh, give me a second on that. Give me a second on that. But so it's like you start to have this imbalance. So it's like, does that mean we're about to completely distort what hip hop really is or what R&B really is? Because it's like, just because you have a popular something doesn't mean you're good. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got guys like, granted, we have, there's always going to be people that we champion more than others, you know? So it's like, you got guys like, A Boogie. I love A Boogie. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot. You know what I'm saying? He makes these really melodic songs, but when he raps, he can fucking rap. But people will only put him in that auto-tune lane. Like, he's making his money. But when he did his Funk Flex freestyle, body.
Yeah, he's one of the rare few that I actually like listening to.
Yeah, he's dope. His new album is really good too. Mm-hmm. Hoodie Season, I like it. I like it a lot. Who does he have? It's one specific song I like, but he's dope. I like him. He's cool. One of the young kids, I'm like, all right, cool. I fuck with you, even though he's like only 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
But that, like, that's rare now because everybody thinks you can come out like and just be on some, oh, I'm depressed. Don't shoot me. I'm blah, blah. Like that, like, bruh. What?
But remember what we said before? No more originality. Nobody.
People don't chase originality anymore. Yeah. They don't, but like, I get it. That whole term, nothing new is under the sun. Yeah. Everything does exist, but there's a reason why inventions are made daily. It's because they took something that existed and you made it better. Like, don't look for people waste too much time looking for what's missing. If you're looking for what's missing, look, like, make things that you think are missing in your life. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, if these clothes, I go to Forever 21, I don't like these jeans. I'm going to make jeans that I think nobody makes because it's something that I want. So you put your idea out into the world. That's how it goes. Don't sit there and say, I wanted to be Kid Cudi, so I made music just like Kid Cudi. Now you're just a dick rider.
Dudes, because people can inspire you, but don't do the fucking same shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that just makes you a fucking dick rider. Like, and we need to call people out for biting too.
Mm-hmm.
2019, that needs to change too. We need to call people out for biting. We need niggas to stop copying.
Definitely.
That we need people to call. Like, put it, if, and I'm not saying because you have a platform that you have to chastise everybody, but it is our due diligence, which I believe, to call somebody out on something. If you are faking the funk, if you are biting, it is my job as a pusher of the fucking culture to say, yo, you copying this dude. You trying to be like this. You trying to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like Steve Styles said, he said, everybody always says we for the culture, but how many people are actually doing things for the culture?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good. But how many people are actually doing things for the culture? Like, you want to be fly by night, dog. Like, cool. You want to get your money? Get your coin. I'm not knocking it. But don't sit there and deteriorate the culture or deteriorate the game. Because that has to exist after you. Think about it. Like, hair bands, they killed rock and roll. Turned into pop.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll is, like, dead.
Power ballads and shit like that.
Granted, that shit sounds great at 3 o'clock in the morning on CD commercials.
Exactly.
But they killed the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, we then you got, like, it's cool to claim you the blessed or something, but let's be honest. Nobody takes Tekashi 69 seriously.
No.
Nobody. But we take guys like Tory Lanez seriously because he can actually write his ass off. But then you got like, and you're supposed to claim the best and all that. Like, you're supposed to do this and the other. But they, people are saying shit just for the sake of saying shit. Like that motherfucker Jacquees. I mentioned him a few weeks ago when he talks about this King R&B shit. He ran down the amount of disrespect. Let me say that. It's about flexible. Yeah. Well, he beefing with Dame Dash again.
Oh, is he?
Phone Flex is a fucking clown.
Really?
He's a clown.
What are we doing now?
Dame Dash said, you had the same job for 30 years, bro. Literally.
He ain't lying.
He's not lying. He ain't lying. You a fucking puppet.
What have you done for me lately, bro?
Pretty much. It's like, you still got the same. Be clear. You got the same set from 99. You start everything over. Get at me, dog. All you ever say is somebody's a clown. If y'all don't know, it's my bomb. I'm dropping my bomb. No, I'm saying that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I wish you would have said it like that.
Like, nigga, you a joke. Anyway, the amount, the level of disrespect that Jacquees did. So I saw a video of Luke James, Tank, and Keith Sweat on stage together. Monumentous moment. That's generations of R&B right there, right? Mm-hmm. After the show, somebody from TMZ, if I'm not mistaken, asked Keith Sweat, what do you think about Jacquees's comments about the King R&B? He says, I'm the King R&B. He said, I'm still getting to the bag. I ain't done yet. Which is true. He's still touring. Jacquees, like a fucking roach, pops up out of nowhere. Literally out of nowhere. I ain't seen that old nigga come out from there. He was in a trunk or something. He pops up out of nowhere talking about, yeah, hey, y'all, I'm the real King of R&B. 8-town motherfucker. From 16 to 25. That's my generation. I said, oh, you got real specific fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Fast. But I would like to hear anybody from 16 to 25 who doesn't make fun of him for being a cover artist. I'll wait.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll fucking wait.
Somebody I posted a video the other day, right? And it's like, oh, I like the way he sounds. And Mac comment
song.
Mac, because he matter of fact, he was covering somebody's song. Matter of fact, he was doing Donnell Jones
there
song.
There you go.
And every time, and he in the car all the time.
The whole video. Every video.
Every video he's in the car. He's singing. So right. And everybody goes, yeah, he ain't really that good. And it was like, well, he's not for everybody. No shit.
Really? Really? Everybody else. Might, like, he may not be for everybody, for everybody else.
Yes, exactly.
everybody else.
And mind you, this was an older woman. Like, this wasn't even his demo. This was an older woman. And it's like, bruh, you've heard so many singers come before this kid. There would be no way that I can compare him to anybody else like that.
I don't think he can sing.
I never did. I really did. I still think that.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I heard him do an Instagram video probably 2 years ago. Mm. I was like, oh, like he's decent.
That's what I'm saying. This kid is cool. He's decent.
Like he can, like BED is my shit.
He could have probably came in third in Apollo Amateur Hour. Like that.
Yeah. He wouldn't have won, but he would have been in third.
He'd have been third.
He's like, everybody, Jacquees.
Rub the log, son. Rub the log, son. He forgot to rub the log. He forgot to rub the log.
His name sounds like an Apollo name.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen from Atlanta, Georgia, y'all give your love to Jacquees.
Remember, show your love.
Show your love to Jacquees.
That is a perfect Apollo amateur name for
Jacquees,
real.
What you singing for us tonight? I decided to do Stevie Wonder, knock me off my feet.
Oh.
Everybody, show love to Jacquees.
Everybody got to do at least one Stevie song. Say, so, if I make it to the next round, I got to do a Stevie song.
Oh, my God.
Ribbon in the Sky is definitely coming out next week.
He was like, brother. He rubbed his hands. He came to me. He was like, yo, I'm going to kill this game. I'm going to get signed with this. Bruh, I'm not knocking you,
if you
dog.
Ain't got that old lady in the front row standing up on her feet, you can't sing for shit.
Yo, there's a video I got to send you. The lady with the glasses.
Yeah.
There's a video I got to fucking send you.
If you don't get her on her feet, you ain't shit,
no, I'm about to send it to you now. Like, you got to see this shit, because she's like, yo, my God. And I remember her.
They did a compilation of her?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Did you see it?
No. I want to see it. I love her.
I'm going to send it to you now. I'm going to send it to you. It was on Instagram.
You don't get that lady in the first row on her feet, you ain't shit. Now, I'm telling y'all right now.
This is people who are too young to even remember that, that there was some lady who sat there in the front row.
With a jerry curl and a glasses.
Every week.
Boy. I know. Yo, I'm telling you. Even when I watched it, I was like, oh, she ain't up on her feet. That means you ain't shit.
You ain't shit. Oh my God.
Jacquees would have never got home feet.
Listen,
bro.
I'm not, bro. you are what you are to somebody,
yo,
but I'm
you
sorry.
You got to post that Jacquees definitely has an Apollo amateur hour name.
He does. He has an amateur hour. Like, my thing is this. You getting specific by dropping demographics? Like, my nigga, all right, cool. You saying 16 to 25. I'm sorry, but I don't know any 18-year-old, 19. I got a 16-year-old niece. Mm-hmm. She don't like you. she like good shit. She don't like you. Like, I'm sorry. You can't be the king of something until you put some fucking work in. That's my opinion. Until you put some work in, like, I'm be honest with you, like, he talked about the king of R&B. You just, like, completely denounced that Alexander O'Neal exists.
By the way,
that's low level.
By the way, I just check any charts. I don't know where you at. I don't see you nowhere.
I'm still trying to find out.
I don't see you nowhere.
I'm not like, and this is the thing. People made it a age gap, and I didn't want to do that. It made it an age gap, but it's like, bruh, it's hard for you to say you're the king of something, and it's all like, don't do this. When young people say they're the king of something, here come all the niggas that came out of nowhere. Jay Holiday came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Tyrese came out of nowhere. Like, and Tank ain't even gonna argue with you. He can be like, you know who I am. You he's one of us. You know why who mm-hmm. I am. You know why I'm here. Let's not even play this.
I just want to see that. You know that little meme of Usher when he got like a little, when he's smiling, he turns his face like a little bit. I was waiting to see that Usher one that he's like,
right? Because it's like, bro,
stop that shit. Because
I'm gonna be honest, you want to
funny right now.
You want to sit here and you want to talk about being demographic and all that shit, bro. There's too many people that exist. Chris Brown still exists. That means you're up against Mario. That means you're up against Miguel. That means you're up against Daniel Caesar. That means you're up against Luke James. That means Ro James, Sammy. There's too many people for you to sit like, come on, son. We need to have some respect in 2019.
Well, and then the thing, he didn't even pay homage to nothing. I don't even think like he even knew who the fuck he was talking to.
I'm in no way, shape.
He thought it was somebody's uncle that he was talking
probably.
To.
Probably. I'm in no way, shape, or form mad at anybody who claims to be the best at something. You are supposed to feel that way about yourself. But I don't say best. I say I'm going to be one of the greatest. Cause I want to be a great. I don't want to be the best at anything. Like, I just want to be the greatest at whatever I do, or at least be mentioned with the greats. Mm. That's where I'm living. But everybody sitting there talking like he's sitting there talking, I'm the king. Like, you ain't the king of shit until you start selling something. Your album came out. I ain't hear nothing about no streams. I hear nothing about no sales. I don't see number one nothing. And I tell motherfuckers, it ain't hard to be number one on iTunes when you drop when nobody else comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Not hard to be number one on iTunes, cause then everybody's gonna be interested in. Oh, I think they erased the video. Shit.
This dude is always in somebody's car singing. He's number one at what's that, AutoZone?
Yeah, gotta be.
One at AutoZone.
He's like, coming down and get your car. It's like, that's what he need to do is just sing about some fucking
car dealerships.
Yeah, you get a major check like that, my brother. Major check, but I just had to get my check because that pissed me off. That pissed me off a lot. Like, you don't run down on a legend like that. And I'm never one to say why. Why not? I'm always why not. Because I believe in, like, people always try to say things untouchable when it comes, like, oh, that's blasphemy. You can't ever say that. Mm. You can say you're better than somebody, but if you're going to say, you better say some work behind it. Until you change a generation with one song, i.e. I Believe I Can Fly. Until you change a generation with one song, i.e. Confessions. Until you change a generation with one song, i.e. Rock With You.
Mm.
You ain't the king of nothing. You ain't the king of nothing. You king of car videos. And that's only because nobody's doing the In My Feelings challenge. Which I'm glad that ended when it did.
Oh, believe me.
I didn't take that shit no more.
There's gonna be more's are coming.
More coming, like, bro.
More are coming.
I'm not with none of that shit. Like, I just don't, like, everybody have fun. Just live your life. 2018, just live your life. Just don't cross my path on some dumb shit.
Live your best life.
Like, shout out to everybody who, for the first 5 days of January, is gonna use Smile Bitch as a song. This my year. I ain't fucking with none of y'all niggas.
All about dead ass. I'm about to get to the bag. So I'm about to get to the bag.
I ain't my nigga shopping bag because you're going to be at the store.
Exactly.
That's it. You're going to be in front of the store all fucking day. You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to change.
You get to the bag and have a fucking tall boy of Budweiser in it.
I want to see everybody do better in 2019. Everybody around me, I want to see be the best at whatever they are. Accept change. I want to see everybody accept change. I want to see people just live to the best of their abilities. Cause I feel like there are too many people I've seen who have like dormant skills.
Well, except change. Motherfuckers is like, nah, son, that's just me, son.
Don't get me started on motherfuckers. That's just the way I am, son.
That's just me, son.
It's not, bro. If you telling me you can change your clothes, you can change the way you feel about something.
I mean, seriously.
Everything can change. And I understand one is more drastic than the other. And they say, oh, habits die hard. That saying exists for a reason. They still die. Everything changes. You know what I'm saying? As long as death and taxes is inevitable, changes too. Mm. Remember that shit. I don't like, I just need better. I want everybody to do better business in 2019 too. That's a big thing I have right there. I want people to do better business in 2019. I want to see us as a, cause I'm going to tell you some shit that happened to me yesterday. Now we, how much time do I have left?
Oh, you still got, 25.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you some shit that happened to me. Like, this is supposed to be the holiday season, right? We're supposed to be giddy and happy and everybody all warm and fuzzy. Like, oh my God, it's food and leftovers. Nobody talks about leftovers after Christmas. Nobody talks about that. That's all.
Ain't none.
Ain't none. Everything. Yeah. Cause I'm like, your mother was like, I ain't cooking shit. Go to Kennedy's. I ain't cooking shit.
I'm worn out.
Only thing we need is coquito.
Exactly.
That's it. Which I ain't getting in this shit.
And back pateles. Is there still back pateles in there? Yeah.
So I'm in Popeye's yesterday, right? Cause I want to go buy some lunch for some people because I'm a good guy. I'm going to go buy a big family box for some people because I'm a good guy. And I'm sitting in Popeye's, right? And there's.
Popeye's was open yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit.
Food places wasn't really closed. Like
give
that.
It up to Popeye.
Almost everything where I live was open. Jimmy Jazz
you're right,
was open.
You're right because, Hank came through and he was talking about he was getting tacos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything
yeah,
was open.
Yeah.
And everybody was outside and they outfits, their Christmas outfits at 12:30.
Really?
Yup. I saw a guy walk down the block not matching at all, but yeah, everything on that he wore. And it's funny because I came out the house and I called it. I'm walking down the block. I'm like, yo, everybody is about to come out in their new shit just to walk around.
God.
Just to fucking walk around. Like, it's like Easter all over again.
I was about to say, we doing that? We still doing Easter?
Oh, yeah, I guess Jesus. So. I guess so. So I'm in Popeye's, right? I'm sitting in, and this is something we need to, do in 2019. We need to look out for our own people too. And when I say our own people, I mean like everyone of, you know, your race or, of the minority group, every person of color, and especially elders. So I'm sitting there, right? And I had ordered my food already. You know, usually it's like, you know, Indians or like some, you know, Middle Eastern people who run the Popeyes. So, and the manager's always a dick in every Popeyes. Always a dick. I think that's on
he
the
puts
job.
Way too much points on his chicken.
Yeah. It's like, no, I think it's a job description to be an asshole if you want to be a Popeyes manager. It's like, hey, are you a nice person? Yes. No, we can't hire you. Do you like squirrels? Fuck squirrels. Oh, I like you. I like you. We're going to use you. You're an asshole.
He said, fuck squirrels.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, no soup, right? Yeah.
Fuck your squirrels.
So, I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. This really, really old guy. And you could tell he has nobody in his life like that because he came outside in shorts. It wasn't super cold yesterday, but you still needed clothes. So he came out in shorts and like a light jacket. And he was like, so he walks up to the counter and I'm watching the whole time. He counted his little bit of money at the table, then walked up to the counter. Right. And he can't really speak well. So he tells the guy like, and the guy goes, you want chicken? And he's like, yeah, like he can't say things. Mm. So he's like, what, you want more chicken? He goes, yeah. He goes, okay, $11. And the guy hands him five. And he's like, no, I need more money. And he's like, so he says how much? He says $6 more. And the guy's like, he don't have it. And he's like, no, $11. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So we get up and he's like, sir, do you want a $5 box? He says, yeah. So I'm like, yo, you got enough money for him. What's the problem? He's like, oh, cause it comes with a soda. And I'm like, I said, sir, do you need soda? Do you just want water? He goes, yeah. Like he just wants water.
Yeah.
And I say, yo, whatever he doesn't have, I'll pay for it. Like, what does he need? I'll pay for it. He goes, oh no, he has enough. I said, so what's the problem? He says, I just suggest soda. I just suggest soda because I think he would like it. I'm like, are you kidding me? And he says, yo, oh, this is my regular customer. He comes in all the time. I'm going to help him get what he wants. Don't worry about it. He doesn't have enough. I'm like, you know what? From right there, if you're telling me that he's a regular customer, you're treating him like shit.
Right.
Right there. If I was not in there, you're really trying to scam older people out of money. He wanted a $5 box. You tell him $11? You like, the shit that fucking kills me is everybody else would have just, I know a majority of people would have just watched him like, damn, that's fucked up, walked out with their food.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm a superhero.
No.
Know, I'm not the biggest politician. I'm not politically correct constantly. You know what I'm saying? Consistently. But if I see something wrong like that could be my grandmother. That could be my grandfather. That could be anybody related to me. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker really tried to take advantage of him. And I'm like, I love how y'all want our money, but y'all don't want to treat us like we're humans.
Mm-hmm.
You're willing to take advantage of somebody so you can get a fucking check?
And you already know that you come into our community because you know
we're gonna buy it.
Let's be honest. We love chicken,
right?
And yeah, and you're gonna treat us like assholes for that?
It's like so simply because this man could not verbally express what he needed and he could move the way he wanted to. You really gonna try to a $5 box? You try to charge him $11. You're a piece of shit for that. And when I want everybody in 2019, when you see shit like this, because it starts at home too, doesn't have to be these Walmart for fucking up and all these viral videos. If you see something in your neighborhood doing this, like boycott shit like that.
Yeah.
Boycott behavior like that. If you see somebody treating somebody like shit in a fucking corner store, don't go to that store no more and tell people how fucked up they treat people. Do things like that. I want to see more people stand up in 2019. And it doesn't have to be on social media. It doesn't have to be on video. It doesn't have to be recorded. It doesn't have to be shown. I want you to try to make a difference just for the sake of being right, just for doing good. Like, I'm tired of seeing people. And I saw, it's funny because I saw a meme of somebody, Don Diva Magazine. I followed him and I saw them, post something. It's like, you know, imagine how embarrassing it is for somebody who's homeless to have somebody run up in their face with a camera and food. And because they're on camera, they have to take it. It's like, if you're doing a good deed, you don't have to record it.
Right.
Just be there for
somebody. Just be there. Yeah.
So it's like, not everything has to be about clout. If you want to make a change in 2019, I want to see less cameras and more doing. Let me hear it on the news. Let me hear you do it enough. Somebody's going to report it. Somebody's going to say something. Not everything has to be on social media. So if you want to make a difference, when you see something bad happening like that in your neighborhood, fucking do that. Don't just boycott these big companies. Nigga, write a Yelp review. That shit goes a long way.
Hell yeah.
I've seen gyms close off of Yelp reviews. I've seen managers lose jobs off of Yelp reviews. Bruh, make a change in 2019 without having to fucking socialize it and put it on all on Instagram and shit like that. That whole situation made me sick to my fucking stomach. Sick to my stomach.
Mm.
If that's one thing I can ask for coming into the new year, is just be better people. We need to be better people. We need to think better. We need to think smarter. And we need to move better. We should, for one, shouldn't be afraid to celebrate each other. Cause that's a problem. We still think we're in competition with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't fucking realize that, like, we just in competition with them. Not even in competition. We're just trying to get up to do better than them.
No, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not in competition with you. Are you? You may have a show. I have a show. That doesn't mean like, oh fuck, you got 1,000 downloads. I only got like 820.
Right.
What am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you got to remember, like, there's a pace to everything. Everybody's at their own pace. Just cause you're there first does not mean I'm not going to get there. Or just because I'm there first does not mean you're not going to get there. We're all on different paces. Everybody needs to realize we're not a competition when 2019 comes. We're supposed to be bigging each other up. Jay-Z said it best. What's better than 1 billionaire? Two.
Mm-hmm.
Two. You know what I'm saying? Like, we complain saying we see so many black men with white women when they become rich. Like, how many of us are up there with them? Let's make it normal. Let's make success normal. Let's not try to tear each other down. Let's support each other as much as we can. You know, like, I know I couldn't be at everybody's show this year. Just in general, I have my own thing. But what I tried to do is try to bring as many people as me as possible. Like, I try to utilize my circles correctly. If I can't be at your show, I can have you on my podcast. That'll give you something to promote.
Right.
That'll look good for both of us. If you can't come on my podcast, I can play your music. If it's original, if those samples and shit like that, I can play your music. You know what I'm saying? I could use your music to make a video painting on Instagram. I could do that. You know, people don't want to utilize their skills and whatever platforms they have to try to big another person up. I ain't got no problem giving you a shout out. Shout out to my guy, JD, on Instagram, BK Bias. I was at this coffee shop in Harlem for a meeting a few weeks ago. And I love his work. I'll put that shit on my page real quick. On my Instagram stories real quick. You know what I'm saying? People don't even want to do shit like that. Give somebody a shout out. Don't hurt. Show somebody some love. It doesn't hurt. I'm not in competition with anybody, neither are you. Remember, we supposed to be cool. I mean, we ain't got to be friends.
But. Yeah. I mean, especially if I like your shit. If I like your stuff, yeah, I'll put it up there.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell nobody you whack. You know what I'm saying? But I want everybody to... We in 2019, we need to do better business. We need to be smarter. And we need to treat things like accordingly. We need to treat things accordingly, treat people accordingly, and just let's just be humans in 2018. Let's just be humans. I mean, outside of that, like I said, this is my last recording for the year. I'll be back strong January 12th, you know, but I want everybody to be able to just, I hope everybody takes this time to enjoy the rest of the year. a few days left. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody enjoyed their Christmas, because I enjoyed making fun of people on social media for Christmas.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, no. The people that did fuck shit. Not everybody else. I was so happy to see so many people in love, but then I was also happy to see so many people just randomly popped up with boyfriends and girlfriends.
I love seeing so many people share their love, where I actually was on my phone going, you cheat.
Just knowing. You cheat. Just knowing. Knowing.
I definitely know you cheat.
I know you, bro. I know you. But it makes me happy to see that so many people are like accepting and looking for love now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more people are starting to take unions seriously. Shout out to my guy Dave Miller. David Miller, that's my homie. We used to work together at Best Buy years ago. It looks like 13 years ago, something like that. Almost 14 years ago. And he proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh, that's nice.
I personally can't propose on holidays. I think that's selfish.
I think it's selfish. I also think that it takes away from the proposal, because it's like,
it does.
It should be something special.
A special day.
Separately, yeah.
A separate day.
Like anybody who proposes on Valentine's Day is like, you're a hack. I don't think anybody should
even celebrate that day once you're out of high school. Yeah. Once you're out of high school, there's only maybe three reasons why you should celebrate Valentine's Day. One, you're in high school.
Mm.
Two, you had sex and had a baby with one of her friends, sisters, something or whatever. Three, you're stupid. That's pretty much it. Because the holiday is stupid. The holiday has nothing to do with love. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre had nothing to do with love. It was mass killing.
Plus, it was fucking created by Hallmark. They know what they were doing.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care. So I don't care.
Yeah.
It's a dumb holiday.
It's like a comedian who said that Mother's Day is the number one celebrated.
Oh yeah, because Father's Day don't matter.
And then Father's Day is like 20th.
So Father's Day don't matter. But I mean, everybody, it was cool to kind of see, you know, nice things on Christmas and all that stuff. Everybody wants to be cheesy. I'm not mad at that. Live your best life. Yeah. You know, the pictures with all the Christmas pajamas,
the ugly Christmas sweaters.
I'm way over those parties.
As you can see on my feed, like for me, I didn't do shit. I tell you, people, what'd you open it up for Christmas morning? I opened a picture of me opening a can of beer.
Yeah, that was funny.
Actually. But you know, this is like, and I saw it's so. I kept overrated. It to myself. It's so overly done. And like you said, you keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm.
Kept it to myself. Like, I had, bro, this was probably like the most intimate Christmas I had so far.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the year of starting my own traditions and like, you know, just moving in life differently, doing different things.
Mm.
Cause it's like, you know, I'm 33. So like all my family has family.
Mm-hmm.
They all have their families. So it's like, I got to start my own traditions. You know what I'm saying? I want to live my own life, which I always had, but it's like, this is the first year where it's like, all right, stamp on it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I do every year now. This is it. You know what I'm saying? Like, standing there, I'm putting my flag in the ground. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to like wake up and have breakfast, you know, wake up and, not do anything.
Yeah, right.
Just not do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I painted a little bit. I drew and all that good stuff, but not for work, like to not have a goal of going to do, like, I didn't care about, you know, I mean, granted, cause I do need money coming in, you know, but I didn't care about that stuff on Christmas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to take pictures and like, that's cool. If that's the life you live, I'm not judging. That's my thing. I'm not judging anybody, but I didn't want to share everything because I believe in keeping some things to myself.
Yeah.
I like to enjoy and I would like everybody to get off of oversharing because I really don't care about everything you do.
Right.
I really don't. And then, you know, honestly, I can't really relate to a lot of people I know. Cause everybody got kids.
You know, it's funny because you make the valid point of that, which is I can't relate to everybody else.
I can't.
And as much as I want to say, hey, you know, I'm Spanish and everybody drinks coquito, which I don't. I really don't.
You're right. But there's always something that somebody of the race does not do.
Oh, hey, I go to everybody came to my house. So I go to them and it's like, no, I really don't. I haven't done that in years. It's like, I can't. And it's not being bitter and it's not like I'm being a sourpuss.
It's just
about
you
it.
Don't
it
do
just,
everything.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, you just don't do everything.
So, and I hate that fake sympathy type of shit. Oh, you have to work on Christmas. It's like, yeah, I'm getting time and a half, motherfucker. Yeah,
you're
right.
Still getting paid.
I'm getting my bag.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Money, I saw my barber in the barbershop. He was the only one there.
As well
and
as
I'm,
he should.
I'm assuming he said, you know what? Because ain't nobody eating early in the morning, so let me cut this hair, get this money, and then leave.
Yeah, he don't lie.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at your hustle. Do your thing, brother, because he does his job.
But I
well.
Think that's the other thing too. Everybody and And like you said, do what it is with you. But I think everybody overemphasizes it because they need to just show that. Listen,
they feel they
this
need
is
to
what
show.
You're supposed to do. And it's like, you really don't. It's cool. Like, hey, you know,
that's what's up.
Yeah, but you really don't. Show me the after effects that you and your brother ain't talking because you was talking shit about him the whole night.
Yeah, smoking somebody said something that wasn't supposed to come out.
Yeah, you said something about you fucking his ex back in the days and shit. Or the two sisters that don't like each other no more because you find out that your father really like you more than the other one.
Or the annoying ass uncle who's at your house and they tell you not to say certain things because it triggers him.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in there with your cousin talking about, yeah, you know, LL better than Kumo D. And he going to jump like, who the hell said LL better than Mo D? It's like, oh, God.
Or somebody done fucked up the toilet and you can't fucking, like, show that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Not these cheesy ass fucking Christmas tree pictures.
It's, you know, it's cool, but like, people need to realize, like, there's, I believe in, and it's, you know, my pastor said the same thing because when I went to church on Sunday, he said the same thing. He's like, it's about experiences. Mm-hmm. It's not about the money. It's not about how much time do I have?
We got like 5 minutes.
Okay. It's not about the money. It's not about, you know, anything material. It's about the experiences, because what you bought last year, what you got last year for a gift, you don't care about for the most part, depending on like what it is.
Right.
It might be something like a PS4 you use every day. Cool. Whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You use your Switch. You got that as a gift. Mm-hmm. Not for Christmas, but you got that as a gift. Right. So it's like certain gifts are utilized daily. But let's be honest, like, you not, I highly doubt my nephew's playing with the blocks he got last year. He don't care. Cause he care about the Moana toys he got today.
Yeah, cause that Batman got a fucking broken arm now.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was that way with toys and shit like that. It didn't matter. I mean, I stopped playing with shit at 11 anyway. I was like, fuck it. We got Super Nintendo. I was like, I need nothing else.
Exactly.
Nothing else.
I don't want to roll reverse. I collect toys now.
You feel, pretty much. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, wait, I didn't get that Hulk Hogan. Let me get that. It's well, you know, they say you revert back to your childhood when you get older.
Of course, yeah.
So it's like it's a special place. But
motherfucker, 18-year-old. I think.
But it's like, people don't realize, like, there's some things you should just keep to yourself. Don't feel the pressure of having to share everything on social media. Don't feel the pressure of having to play catch up with anybody. It's like, I don't want to live my life for social media or through social media. Do I mind sharing a story here or there? No, not at all. Because I feel like my story needs to be heard, and some people, it'll help them move forward to let them know, like, yo, you're not the only one. But you don't have to put everything out there. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, you know how many people waited for Christmas Day to put up sonograms?
Yeah. That's
like, that's cheesy.
Fucking hacks.
That's so fucking cheesy.
Fucking hacks.
Like, I'm supposed, like, I can't. Like,
even
I said,
the engagement's so fucking hacks.
I wasn't mad at all right. Let me say this about engagement. Wait
till the New Year's ones. New Year's is going to be worse.
See, New Year's pisses me off more than anything.
New Year's
and Valentine's Day piss me off more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, I love seeing so many engagements. I'm happy. And I hope people see these through. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the other one.
That's the thing.
I'm waiting to see that status change.
Don't just give the ring. I want to see the ceremony.
I'm waiting to change from it's engaged to it's complicated.
But I love the idea of just love in general. I love that people are coming together and more people are starting to experience things. But just remember that don't let it force you to believe that you have to do something.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. Like, if you decide to do it the tradition, don't be a fucking dumbass either and get on social media and just be like, I want to celebrate, just to be a contrarian. I want to celebrate that. That's not my holiday.
Yeah.
Cool. Then live that life. Don't tell everybody. Just don't join the Secret Santa.
Exactly. Yeah,
you don't celebrate Christmas. You celebrate Three Kings Day. Cool.
By humbugging and shit. All right, yeah.
Like, oh, I hate, like, take your hate somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, in 2019, I want everybody to live to their own standards and understand that their pace is their pace. Your life is your life. You do not have to be in the same room as somebody else to end up at the same destination.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? And show appreciation to everybody who helped you get to your dream, whether it was big or small. If it was the friend that left you, that's cool. Don't dwell on that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that propelled you to do something else. Pay attention to the positive. You know what I'm saying? I don't give shout outs to anybody I lost because I don't believe I could lose anybody. They just lose me. I don't believe in that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who's in my life now deserves to be there. And I'm looking forward to another great year. And it's like, I'll fuck all of the, and outside of this podcast shit, like, just the amount of love that I have in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you already know, me and you just like we're just brothers.
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? Like, I'll just, if none of this shit existed, everything would still be the same.
It'd still be the same.
Everything would still be the same. You know what I'm saying? So I'm extremely grateful to have you and have my tiny, small, minute circle.
Hey, it's funny because I did that the other day too. Like, I was having a conversation with Sully, and then because she's at that age, especially now, she wanted to give gifts to her friends and all that. And I was like, why would you want to give gifts to people that, like, you don't even want gifts? Like, she honestly didn't want gifts.
Yeah.
So I said, why do you want to give gifts to somebody? Like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Sorry. And I said,
give them a hug.
Yeah, exactly. I said, do you see my circle of friends? They don't even ask for gifts. I just give them anyway, but they're like this.
It doesn't matter.
They barely fit in my hand. That's the best way to go about it.
I was talking about getting married yesterday, and she asked me, she was like, oh, so who would be your, like, groomsman? I'm like, I'm gonna be stuck at, like, that, three.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, how many are you supposed to have?
Like, I said, like, I was like,
your bridesmaid's gonna be short.
Right? I'm like, you gonna have to fix this stuff. Cause I'm like, she's like, how many? I said, she's like, who? I was like,
random friends.
So I was like, I'm at three people. Like, they gonna be nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the random friends. Yeah, they were like, listen, can I borrow a broom? I need a groomsman.
Can I borrow your cousin? Let me borrow your cousin real quick, you know? But I want everybody, yeah, I want everybody true. To appreciate 2018. Do not sit there and dwell on the negative things. Like, yo, if you make it to New Year's Day, you made it 365 days. There was a lot of people who didn't even make it to this week. And I'm not even trying to be like a sap about it, but like, there are people who didn't make it to this week. You know what I'm saying? So if you make it to see January 1st, like, bro, drop down to your knees and just be thankful.
Although I won't shout out people I lost. I want to shout out people who still to this day don't like me.
I'll
shout out to those people to this day don't like me. Who see my name or see me in the street or see me wherever and just put that face like you just sucked on that last nasty ass fucking sour tart and you're like, and in your head, and you even mouth it to yourself. You say, "Fuck this nigga. Fuck this."
The ones that give you a five and be like, "This motherfucker," and then walk away.
Nigga, yeah.
Shout out to
y'all.
Shout out to
especially
y'all.
You females too who do that shit to this day. But it'd be 20 years that I threw you out my crib, and you're like,
still mad. You're still mad.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody who cannot stand Team Josie's Boy. Shout out to everybody who cannot stand everybody on radio. Shout out to everybody who can, like, it stop. And before, I'm gonna finish off with this, besides saying shout out to us, in 2019, stop trying to make it look like you have haters, because you don't. You don't do anything.
Oh, yes. Another high five.
You do not have haters.
You're not that important, bro.
You're not that important.
Stop it.
Nobody hates you.
Yeah. And somebody said the other day, these haters, and I said, people still have that?
That still exists?
I said, really? I thought that shit went away in 2015.
With the hater block is on.
Is that still as like, my hater block is on?
No, I'm much love to my family, my brother, as always. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking forward to another year of greatness for us.
Of course.
This has been episode 138 of Call Me When It's Over. Is it 138 or 139?
Yeah,
138, right. 138. Yes, yeah. 138. I'm your guest, Rodas, Joseph Boy. Next time y'all hear me, y'all will hear my co-host regularly. You know what I'm saying? So we'll have some new things coming on. But shout out to everybody who pays attention and loves me. This is episode 138. I'm your guest, Rodas, Joseph Boy. Y'all already know iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, and RageWorks.net. Go get the show. _ call me when it's over at _ call me when it's over on Instagram. JoseiesBoy. Oh, my word. # your favorite artist on Instagram as well. And for the final time of 2018, Happy New Year. Speak up, speak out, and leave your ego out the door. I'm done.
This is the greatest show on earth.
Call me when it's over.